on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I do want to remind you that opportunity for you to learn about biblical counseling. Now, whether you want to use it for counseling or just to, brush up on things, and we're going to do that not only in talking about this course that we're going to let you know about here at Calvary Church, but on your calendar, you might put this down. Fundamental training for Albuquerque Biblical Counseling. It's starting Saturday, January 17th. It's one Saturday night a month through April. It's happening at Eastern Hills Church. If you have a calling or if you wanted to receive your certification in biblical counseling, the Center City Evangelical Church is hosting the event at Eastern Hills Church, the one-to-one Albuquerque Biblical Counseling Training. They're going to equip you for receiving your Level 1 ACBC certification. If you want more dates and questions, go to albuquerquebiblicalcounseling.org on the web. Welcoming into studio, Matt and Lisa Spangler, Dave Feck. Thank you all for taking the time to come in. Today is a day where actually we're off the air talking about a lot of people, common people we know. But now Dave, I've met. You know, he's a family member in that he's a brother from another mother, right? as is the Spanglers. But you guys are, man, it's like this family that I've been around for decades that I just met today.
Yeah. Lisa and I actually met at Calvary in the singles group.
Yeah.
39 years ago.
Yeah, and that was prior to this campus. I mean, we moved on into this campus on Osuna, I want to say probably about 87. We go back, and I appreciate the work that you continue to do. And we're going to talk about your work with Growing in Christ Foundations. And I know all of you have been involved co-laboring, I guess is a good way to say it, here on the campus at Calvary Church for a very long time. The name of the class is Growing in Christ, the Foundations class at Calvary Church. I love how you put it in some notes you gave me, Matt. It's, you know, essentially going to be going through kind of the Hall of Fame, you know, verses and parts of the Bible that are part of discipleship, really, things that, you know, you're going to want to write on your heart and have available. How did, Dave, let me start with you. How did you get involved with the Foundations class?
It goes back to Pastor Rose when he was here, and even before they kind of called them life courses, we just got together, and I originally started teaching the When Good Men Get Angry courses, and so started with that, and he said, I want to restart up the kind of the Foundations class. And then that's when we kind of said, because it really wasn't foundations. It was really people that always are growing in Christ. And so we kind of said, sometimes people would come that they've been Christians for 15 years, but, you know, something happened and they said, hey, I just want to get, you know, I want to grow differently.
Yeah, and I've muddied the waters a little bit because I mentioned the word discipleship. There is a biblical discipleship class,
right?
But the Foundations is like made a decision for Christ. And it's time to get grounded, really, as a new believer, which I, you know, looking back at my walk with the Lord, I will tell you how valuable that is. I made a decision I was a Young Life kid. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Young Life, but I made a decision for Young Life at a Young Life camp in Northern California back in 81. And I did a little discipleship. They have a campaigner group, they call it, through Young Life. But I wasn't a student. I was the kind of student that did what I had to do.
Right.
Okay, I need a 3-point whatever to get into college. That's what I'm going to get. I didn't study a lot of the Word, you know, at that time. And it really wasn't until 1989 that I went through a discipleship. My wife and I had moved to Chicago, and there was someone at our church that was doing a discipleship and went through. And it was at that time that I think I experienced what a lot of what you're doing is walking through people through key verses in the Bible that every believer is, you know, going to probably have written on their heart and ready to give an answer for the faith that lives, right, there we go. I mean, I give you the address, but really, to have a toolkit, would you say that's kind of the idea, Mike, or Matt?
Yeah, I think that the way I look at this is it's like Christianity 101.
Yeah.
It's giving people foundations in what are the great biblical truths and biblical promises so that they can have a firm foundation in their faith. I think anybody who is a Christian and wants to grow, wants to take this life, Christian life, seriously,
yeah,
that's what this course is for. It'll get you going. It'll give you a good foundation. And also, I think it can provide a group that will assist you in growing.
Right.
We all need people to assist us. And Dave, Lisa, and I are committed to helping people grow, not only through biblical verses and biblical teaching, but also in connecting people with other people who can help them.
Yeah. I'm going to guess on that, you know, in making that connection. Now, how long have you all been doing the foundations class?
Dave's been doing it for longer than any of us. I've done it for 2 years.
Okay.
And then Lisa's just starting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, what you're talking about, though, Matt, often turns into lifelong relationships.
Yes.
Where you really connect with people, and there are people, like I mentioned at the beginning of this, there are people in the family. It's the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you mentioned, though, and I've mentioned, that this is specifically designed for kind of, you know, Christianity 101 new believers. But the truth is, now, in spite of my physique now, I was a varsity athlete and a junior Olympic swimmer. I was an athlete, you know. One thing I know from athletics is practice makes permanent, you know. And at the beginning of every baseball season, now, some of those were up in Anchorage. So as soon as the blades of grass started to show, we were out there just tossing the ball. Basic. Mm-hmm. Tossing the ball. You know, glove on the ground. And I'm going to apply that to believers I've been through something like foundations. I've been through a new believer's course. And whether it's the biblical discipleship class or foundations, it's never a bad time to go through these foundations and review them and write, you know, practice makes permanent.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we get to a place in our Christian life where we're kind of stagnant, and that this is the type of course that will make you grow more, that will make you take off,
yeah,
and give you a step in the right direction. And I think one thing that I've really enjoyed in doing the course is seeing people hear these biblical truths and then put them into effect in their life, and then seeing their life change.
Yeah.
Because only in Christ can we really change, and these things will change people's lives.
Yeah, it has been an encouragement to all of you to see people in the class, and, I mean, you know, the scales have fallen, they've made a decision for Christ, and then they start getting these truths that they may have heard their whole life, but the veil's gone. You know, and I'm speaking very Christianese, but they're seeing things so much more clearly than they did prior to making a decision for Christ. They're realizing the truths of the scripture as they're being shared through the curriculum and through your instruction. And now, Lisa, Matt mentioned you're just getting started. Is this your first time then?
Actually, I have done it once before.
Okay.
With Dave and Matt.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed built a very special friendship out of that group that I continue to maintain. But I think what I would like to add, if I may, please do, is this idea that knowing the Lord's Word more intimately,
uh-huh,
allowing His Holy Spirit to work, allows us a deeper obedience, a deeper belief,
yeah,
and a deeper rest. Because the more that we believe what God says, the mm-hmm more we are familiar, the more we allow the Holy Spirit to work, we have rest.
Yeah.
You know, we, in the finished work of Christ, we have rest, no more striving. The righteousness is of him and not us.
Amen.
And to be able to live that out and delight in the word together, delight in our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a precious aspect of this group and look forward to experiencing that.
Even, you know, I don't know if you do this in the foundations class, but I know, and maybe it's more in biblical discipleship, but you said a few things that, you know, because I've been discipled and because I've spent time in the Word of God and because I returned to it, words, you know, like, well, and the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, that we know because of Scripture, because we've spent time there, that it is the Holy Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, mm-hmm. and judgment. And those are things that are going to be understood better as you go through some of these verses. And you mentioned the word believe. Mm-hmm. And when I was taught the word believe and to look at, you know, where it came from, it, cling to trust in, to rely on, to bet your eternal life on.
Yes.
You know, and not just a flimsy, you know, belief. Yeah, belief. These are powerful words. Well, it's the word of God. Live and active. You know, I keep going exactly. to these scriptures that have been written on our hearts. Yeah. But we're kind of, I mean, I am. It pours out of you when you spend the time there, Matt.
Yeah. And I also think that this is an opportunity if you have a faith and you have questions like why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why does the Bible say this?
Mm-hmm.
This is a place, this class will be a place where you can come and ask those questions and get answers that will give you confidence in your faith. And so that those are the types of foundational answers that you can get. And I think we all have that at one point or another in our Christian life, probably all through our Christian life, but we have questions that we want answered, and this would be a great place for people to come and ask those questions in a safe environment.
Well, we got about 3 minutes, and with that time, I want to make sure people know where the class is, when it's going to be, a lot of things that are they're on the other end going, tell me this. Well, let me tell you this. The class cost is free, 50 free. You can write that down, okay? it's free to attend, and all are welcome. You know, whether, again, like I said, whether you've been through something similar to this or you never have, or maybe you're hearing this and go, you know, I've heard a little bit. I've been listening to the station, heard a little about Christ. I want to go find out more about what this is all about. Come and talk to Matt, talk to Dave, talk to Lisa, and come find out more. Walk through the class. It starts Thursday, February 5th, and it'll be a total of 10 weeks at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna. Now, let me walk you through getting there on the website. If you're on the web, go to calvarynm.church. At the top of the page, you'll see ministries. Just hover over that. At the very bottom, you'll see life courses. Click on that, and you'll see all of the life courses that are available, foundations included in that, that starts on the 5th of next month. So just about a month. You got a month to plan for this and free up your Thursday nights at 6, right? 6 o'clock?
6:30.
Get there at 6.
Help set up teams.
No, Dad was 35 years military. It was early is on time is late, and late is unacceptable. So if you're late, amen. If you're late, don't turn around and go home. Show up at the class. They'll want to have you there. But I also want to speak to the person that's going, well, I can go most Thursday nights, but I know I've already got this commitment. I can't go. So no, I'll do it another time. Let's talk to that person and tell them how important it is. No. Get there for the class as you can.
And to speak to that, this class is given each semester here at Calvary. So if you miss a class, you could always make up that class just that one time the next semester.
Yeah,
so,
or do the whole thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
it never hurts. So if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Matt and Lisa Spangler and Dave Feck. They are facilitators. Is that a fair word?
Correct.
With the Growing in Christ Foundations class at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Again, it's February 5th. There's no cost involved. Come down and be a part of what's happening with it. If you want to find out more, go to the website at calvarynm.church. Maybe 30 seconds. I want to throw it back to you in case there's anything else that we left unsaid. Did we do that good?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Steve. This has been great. We really appreciate
the invite.
Oh, appreciate all you guys do. As I tell all the guests that you're welcome. You are welcome. But it's a privilege and honor to co-labor with you walking through this. God bless you. And don't be strangers.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.